things are created twice. That's an interesting expression, isn't it? But think about it. Look at the room in which you're now sitting. That was created twice. First by some architect or draftsman, and then by a construction person. Think of the meeting that you're going to today. That was created twice. People may not have consciously done the first creation, but it has been unconsciously programmed into their software, and it will guide their decisions. Until people become reflective and wise, and to back up and to ask, now what is the end in mind of this meeting? What goal are we after? Do we want to merely get my way or our way? Or do we want to enable a process that will create a commitment to a decision that has enduring, sustainable value over time so that you cannot violate principles to get what you want and treat people with a kind of duplicity or a manipulative spirit and end up with people saying yes and they mean no? We all know what an immune system is. I remember getting a smallpox vaccination and I cried. I didn't like it. My parents made me do it. They tried to explain. I was clueless, but it developed immunity. So also, any time you can get people together to agree upon a goal and a set of principles, a set of values, and if this has come through great difficulty and challenge, it will help to develop an immune system. Then there is a buy-in to these goals. You are emotionally connected to them. And this enables you to have the motivation and the passion and the commitment and the team spirit to help make those things happen. One of the things I found about setting goals is the most useful approach is to think in terms of each of your roles in life. In other words, you're perhaps a parent. You may be a business person. You may be a community worker. You have friends. You have your own personal life. We could go on and on. We have all of these roles. You see, most time management programs focus primarily on prioritization. But the key, particularly to peace of mind, is not just prioritization, it's balance. So that we don't focus so heavily on one or two roles that we neglect other vital roles and have to live with the consequences eventually. So when you think in terms of setting goals, consider the idea of having goals under each of the key roles of your life so that you can have both prioritized goals and balance, so that you can make sure all of your relationships are intact. In fact, when you think about it, isn't life about relationships? And isn't relationships fundamentally about trust? And isn't trust fundamentally about trustworthiness? Even toward yourself, in fact, especially toward yourself, that you can live true with integrity to your values and go after these goals that are important to you in balanced ways for each of your key roles in life. Think about it.
To put goal setting in perspective, let's take a look at it in terms of this. There are two things that I know about you, and they're reflected on your timeline. Even some of you that I just met today for the first time. I know that you were all born. That's good, wouldn't you say? So at the left, would you just put your birth date? For those that want to, you can also put the year. Some of us can't remember the year. The other thing I know about you is at the other end of the timeline, you haven't reached yet. So those are the two things I know. You were born and you haven't died yet. Somewhere on this timeline is today. Without a lot of analysis, would you just draw a line for today? Harry, that's a little optimistic. You might want to move that a little. Just kidding. Now, as you stand here today on this timeline and look back towards your birth, there are all series of events that have happened in your life, but from here back to birth, it's history. It can't be changed. It's like hardened cement. We can't do anything about it except someday when you get some more time, you'll organize the photographs of all that history, put them in an album, I'm sure, right? How many have that on your list? Organize the photos. But from here forward, there's still an opportunity in the future. You know, you really have two choices about your future. You can let it happen, or you can make it happen. And to make it happen says that all those things that float off of the timeline that are someday when I have time I'm going to, those things that you said first thing this morning were important to you but you're not doing, that fall into quadrant two, that are values driven, the way to make them happen is to get them on the timeline in the future. I'm going to read 2 books a month starting January 1st. I'm going to complete my bachelor's degree or master's degree by what date? If you want to travel to a certain place, put it on the timeline. You know, if some point in the future you have to move it on the timeline a little bit, that's better than keeping it in the someday category. Because the someday category, we never get closer to it. We never start doing anything about it. So keeping it in that perspective is very helpful. One of the things I'm going to ask you to do at this point, and you are going to need to get up and move around when I give the signal to do that, I'm going to ask you to go find somebody in the room that you don't know very well. So this is not who you're sitting next to, probably. Some of you, I think, you're sitting with people you know really well. And you can use anywhere in the room, but I'd like you to go find a partner that you don't know very well and go stand with them. And I'll finish the directions once you have done that. So go find somebody to talk to for a few minutes. I will tell you what to talk to them about. Okay, now here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'd like you to introduce yourself to the person, but I'd like you to do it as if it were 10 years ago today. Now, when you do this, I don't want you to say, well, 10 years ago I was doing this, and 10 years ago I was doing... I'd like you to go back 10 years and introduce yourself as if you're there. So I might, if I were meeting Annie, I would, you know, of course, be standing where I could shake your hand, and I would say, hello, Annie, I'm Steve Jones, and I am living in Cincinnati, Ohio. I have 4 children. My oldest is 12 years old. I have 2 boys, 12 and 10, and then I have 2 girls that are 11 and 9. So it's a house full, but they are fun, really fun. I am working for a company called Franklin International Institute, and I travel the states of Ohio and Kentucky and Indiana and teach seminars for them. And live in a really nice old home with a big yard, lots of trees, and it's very green and wet in Cincinnati. So I might add a few other things, but that's about it. So I've just given her just a very quick little history of me 10 years ago. But I told her as if it's 10 years ago. So I'd like you, each of you, have that opportunity to introduce yourself as if it were 10 years ago. Stop for a moment. Did both of you get done? Did anyone talk to anybody who was in junior high school? A couple of you did. Okay, high school? A couple of high school folks. Okay. And thinking back 10 years ago, would you have ever believed that 10 years from that date, things would be as they are now in your life? Yeah, you did. Okay. Okay. The fairy tale came true. Very good, Marilyn. The fairy tale came true. And so for there to be a fairy tale, you must have had some thought about what the future was going to hold. Did it just happen because you thought that's what it was going to hold? See, some of it does happen when you're really focused on it. There are just some natural laws that take effect and you just keep headed in that direction as long as the thought is still there. Some others of it take some deliberate action. Now, you don't have to answer this one, but I would be curious for you to ponder that looking back 10 years ago, and where you are today. Are there any regrets? Things that you wished maybe were different today, but they aren't. I have a few things that I wish were different today. All right, given that, now what I'd like you to do, and this one will take a little more imagination because it's not history, I'd like you to reintroduce yourself to that individual 10 years from today. And at this point, you know, I might say to Annie Oswald, hello, Annie, I'm Steve Jones. I am retired from a company called Franklin Covey. Over the last few years, our stock just went through the roof, and I became a very wealthy man. And so now I am, I've retired from the company, and with my oldest son, we have opened a small consulting firm where we're helping individuals and organizations do some fun things. And we have now about 15 grandchildren that I am having a ball with, especially when I get to send them home. And I might continue to go on like that. So 10 years from today, a little projection, go. What observations do you have about the introductions 10 years out? Why was it fun, Annie?
Okay.
Yep, you could open it. Why? You could open it, dream whatever it could be as you're looking out, and that made it fun. What else? And Jen, you're saying it was hard for the very same reason. Okay, so when things act on you a lot and your life seems uncertain, then, you know, you can look at history, and that might be easier, but certainly looking out into the future, especially if it's something you think is going to be reality in 10 years, how do I really put that in words today? Any other observations?
I was just thinking, it's the comment you made about the past and everything, but I think age has a lot to do it. These younger people, they have so much time to fill for future, and some of us know, okay, we're already here, and our future is a little more defined because we're a little bit older, too. We don't have to make up quite so much stuff.
So you youngsters, she's saying.
She's saying we're nearly dead.
She's saying we're nearly dead. Yeah, yeah. And Marilyn, you made a comment as we were coming back that said there are things that no matter what you envision 10 years from today could get in the way. You know, health being one for some of the older folks, you know.
But,
yeah, the young ones too, that's right. Other comments? Did you, as you projected out 10 years, were you talking about anything that was values driven? Did you talk about anything that for it really to be true is going to take some work between now and then? Like what?
My 10 years from now was that I am designing video games for PlayStation. So that's going to take a lot of work, possibly a master's, at least a bachelor's. So that's 4 to 6 to 10 years of school. That is a ton of work and a ton of money.
And you know, 10 years from today, PlayStation may not even be, you know, so you'll be staying on top of that as well. Microsoft will still be around. You can do Xbox. Very good. So those things that are going to take some work, and Mark, you listed some off. You believe it'll take at least a bachelor's, maybe a master's. And there's keeping up with the technology as it changes. So for those things that are going to take some work, that are values driven, of course, we're recommending that they aren't going to happen unless you determine that they're going to happen. And one of the best ways to do that is through goal setting. We'll see this definition for goal: the object to which effort or ambition is directed, the destination of a journey. And what's important about goals as you put them onto the timeline is that you give them a future, because I guarantee you, if it'll take a degree to do, and you don't get that on the timeline, 10 years from today, you'll still be saying, I've got to get that degree. And that's what happens to us all until we actually sink it on the timeline and then back up to today and say, what do I have to do between now and that date to make this a reality? Let's look at Janine. You remember the manager whose values we looked at a few moments ago. two of the goals from those two values. The first one on teamwork, and she clarified that, and now has this goal: develop a communication plan for my team by, and she would put the date. So deadline is important, and keeping it clear. For different values, there may be multiple goals, but this is just one of those. The nice thing about this form, and you do have a goals tab in your planner that has these forms, if you're using Plan Plus, overlaying Microsoft Outlook, there is a place to go to work on goals in this format. It also then asks for the steps. And this may change as you get closer to the goal, as you start moving, but it's great to sit back and brainstorm a list of the steps that you believe it's going to take to get from here to there. And then there's a column for you to place some order, and then on the right, the deadlines for those steps. Make sure that your steps also have a deadline. You'll see the other goal also that she wrote on the right-hand page for her value of creativity. Now, as you fill out these goal planning forms, here are a few tips to keep in mind. And these are listed here. Write it down. So it's important to have it written, not just in your head. Give it a deadline. Break it down into doable chunks. Make sure that those steps are something you can do in a short amount of time. You want to get to things I can start and finish as a step. And then commit. Hardest part. Let's go in your planner now to a goal planning form. It's back behind the Goals tab, if you have any with you right now. Think about the values you have identified, maybe the one you've clarified is appropriate. I'd like you just to write down one goal statement, put a deadline to it, and write three or four of the steps. Just take a moment, either revise one of your current goals or write a new one. I'm going to ask you to stop at this point. This is something I'm going to ask you to complete, and we're going to do this by writing your next commitment. If you remember, we started commitments on today's page, the Daily Record of Events page for today. So if you'd go back to where you wrote the first commitment about drafting your values, here is commitment number two. I'll plan two goals within the next week. I'll plan two goals within the next week. That doesn't mean complete the goals. It just means get them written. So by 1 week from today, you'll have two goal forms filled out with the intermediate steps and all the deadlines.